Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business is a letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana from the Advocate Official Journal for the state of Louisiana and from respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 42052 through 42075 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Tract number 42051, not having been advertised in the parish, the official parish journal as recommended, is being recommended for withdrawal. Letters of protest, there were no letters of protest for today's sale. Recommendations for tracts to be withdrawn, tract numbers 42051 and 42067 will be recommended to be withdrawn and will be taken up at the nomination and tract committee meeting. If there are any bids received on these tracts, they will be returned unopened at the conclusion of today's board meeting, and we'll proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. Tract number 42051 is going to be recommended to be withdrawn. There were no bids on tracts 42052 or 42053. There was one bid on tract 42054. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Charleston Energy Incorporated. Charleston Energy Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years with a cash payment of $249,078.72. $249,078.72, or a per acre value of $201.52. Annual rentals are $100.76. Royalties are 22.5%. There was one bid on track 42055, advertised as 2,499 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Charleston Energy Incorporated. Charleston Energy Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years with a cash payment of $503,598.48. $503,598.48, or a per acre value of $201.52. Annual rentals are $100.76. $100.76. Royalties are 22.5%. There was one bid on track 42056, advertised as 1,395 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Charleston Energy Incorporated. Charleston Energy Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years with a cash payment of $281,120.40, $281,120.40, or a per acre value of $201.52. Annual rentals are $100.76. $100.76. Royalties are 22.5%. There was one bid on track 42057. Advertised as 843 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Basin Properties Incorporated. Basin Properties Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years with a cash payment of $169,881.36. $169,881.36. Or per acre value of $201.52. Annual rentals are $100.76. $100.76. Royalties are 22.5%. There was one bid on track 42058, advertised as 968 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Basin Properties Incorporated. Basin Properties Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years, with a cash payment of $195,071.36. $195,071.36, or a per acre value of $201.52. Annual rentals are $100.76. $100.76. Royalties are 22.5%. There was one bid on track 42059, advertised as 1,409 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Basin Properties Incorporated. Basin Properties Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years, with a cash payment of $283,941.68. $283,941.68. Or per acre value of $201.52. Annual rentals are $100.76. $100.76. Royalties are 22.5%. There were no bids on track 42060. There was one bid on track 42061, advertised as 21 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 11.38 acres. The bidder is Janus Gulf Coast Exploration, LLC. Janus Gulf Coast Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years, with a cash payment of $3,431.07. $3,431.07. Or a per acre value of $301.50. Annual rentals are $1,715.54. $1,715.54. Royalties are 23.5%. There were no bids on track 42062. There were two bids on track 42063, advertised as 23 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 19 acres. The bidder is Roselle Exploration, LLC. Roselle Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years, with a cash payment of $5,890. $5,890, or a per acre value of $310. Annual rentals are $2,945. $2,945. Royalties are 21.5%. The second bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Merlin Oil and Gas Incorporated. Merlin Oil and Gas Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years, with a cash payment of $8,142. $8,142. Or a per acre value of $354. Annual rentals are $4,071. $4,071. Royalties are 22.5%. There was one bid on track 42064, advertised as 68 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 9 acres. The bidder is Smith Production Company of Mississippi. Smith Production Company of Mississippi. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years, with a cash payment of $2,709. $2,709. Or a per acre value of $301. Annual rentals are $150.50. $150.50. Royalties are 25%. There were no bids on track 42065. There were two bids on tract 42066, advertised as 740 acres. The first bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Swift Energy Operating, LLC. Swift Energy Operating, LLC. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years, with a cash payment of $896,547. $896,547, or a per acre value of $1,211.55. Annual rentals are $448,273.50. $448,273.50. Royalties are 25%. The second bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Anadarko E&P Company, L.P. Anadarko E&P Company, L.P. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years, with a cash payment of $232,360. $232,360, or a per acre value of $314. Annual rentals are $232,360. $232,360. Royalties are 22.5%. Tract 42067 is being recommended to be withdrawn. There was one bid on tract 42068, advertised as 100 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Charleston Energy Incorporated. Charleston Energy Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years, with a cash payment of $20,152. $20,152, or a per acre value of $201.52. Annual rentals are $100.76. $100.76. Royalties are 22.5%. There were no bids on tract 42069. There was one bid on tract 42070, advertised as 160 acres. 160 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 80 acres. The bidder is Walter Oil and Gas Corporation. Walter Oil and Gas Corporation. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years, with a cash payment of $22,960. $22,960. Or a per acre value of $287. Annual rentals are $11,480. $11,480. Royalties are 23.5%. There was one bid on tract 42071, advertised as 135.89 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Basin Properties Incorporated. Basin Properties Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years, with a cash payment of $27,384.55. $27,384.55, or a per acre value of $201.52. $201.52. Annual rentals are $100.76. $100.76. Royalties are 22.5%. There was one bid on tract 42072, advertised as 28.8 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Charleston Energy Incorporated. Charleston Energy Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years, with a cash payment of $5,803.78. $5,803.78. Or per acre value of $201.52. Annual rentals are $100.76. $100.76. Royalties are 22.5%. There was one bid on tract 42073, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Charleston Energy Incorporated. Charleston Energy Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years with a cash payment of $8,060.80. $8,060.80. Or a per acre value of $201.52. Annual rentals are $100.76. $100.76. Royalties are 22.5%. There was one bid on track 42074, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Charleston Energy Incorporated. Charleston Energy Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years with a cash payment of $8,060.80. $8,060.80, or a per acre value of $201.52. Annual rentals are $100.76. $100.76. Royalties are 22.5%. There was one bid on track 42075, advertised as 438.8 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Charleston Energy Incorporated. Charleston Energy Incorporated. The bid is for a primary term of 3 years with a cash payment of $88,426.98. $88,426.98. Or a per acre value of $201.52. Annual rentals are $100.76. $100.76. Royalties are 22.5%. And that will conclude the opening of the bids for today's lease sale. If anyone is here representing Janus or Walter Oil, please approach the table. Janus or Walter?
Good morning, everyone. The Lease Review Committee will be called into session. Roll call first. Mr. Angel. Mr. Segura. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Cordero. Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram. Mr. Martin. Mr. Sanders. Ms. Smith. Mr. Graves, we have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. Mr. Talbert, will you please present the agenda?
Chairman Smith and members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing the information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many leases there are. We have 1,809 active leases, covering nearly 836,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed, since the last board meeting, some 135 leases covering 64,000 acres. And of the 135, there are seven leases to discuss in more detail today from five fields. Our first leased on the agenda is State Lease 335B, Delta Duck Club Field. Texas Petroleum Investment Company is the lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on May 12, 2010. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept TPIC's report and grant them until April 13, 2011 to submit a definite plan of development affecting the non-producing state lease acreage on this lease. By letter dated April 11, 2011, TPIC reported on oil production had increased from 260 barrels per day to 400 barrels per day through recompletions and well repairs. TPIC reported that the integration of some 75 square miles of 3D data has resulted in the identification of 9 drilling prospects in the field and that plans are underway to drill 3 wells this year. Staff recommends accepting TPIC's report and to grant TPIC until April 11, 2012 to report on the drilling of the 3 wells and the results of additional workovers and recompletion activity on the lease. Our next lease, our next field is Grand Isle Block 18 field and Grand Isle Block 16, those being State Lease 797 and 799 Energy 21 Gulf of Mexico LLC is the lessee. Committee last reviewed these leases on December 9, 2010. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept ExxonMobil's report and grant ExxonMobil until March 9, 2011 to report on the status of these leases. On February 9, 2011, the State Mineral Energy Board approved the assignment of the State Lease 797 and 799 from ExxonMobil to Energy 21 Gulf of Mexico LLC. Staff recommends that Energy 21 be granted until April 11, 2012 to submit a plan and development for the non-productive portions of these leases. Moving on to Lake Rackesee Field, ExxonMobil Corporation is our lessee. These include State Lease 1450, 1451, and 1480. Committee last reviewed these leases on September 9, 2010. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept the proposed partial releases and to grant ExxonMobil until March 9, 2011 to submit a plan and development for the non-productive portions of these leases or in lieu thereof, submit another partial release. By letter dated March 9, 2011, ExxonMobil reported they are currently working with OMR to execute 3 partial releases with a combined total of 1,342 acres from all 3 leases. ExxonMobil also reported that management has authorized a farm-out agreement to Hillcorp Energy and is presently working toward the finalization of that agreement. Staff recommends accepting ExxonMobil's report and to grant ExxonMobil until November 9, 2011 to report on the status of these leases. Lastly, Bay Baptiste Field, Hillcorp Energy is our lessee, State Lease 328. Committee last reviewed this lease on October 13, 2010. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to accept the proposed partial release of 349 acres and to grant Hillcorp until April 1st, 2011 to restore the lease to production or release another 349 acres. By letter dated November 12, 2010, Hillcorp Energy submitted the finalization of a 349 acre partial release on the lease and by email dated May 4, 2011, Hillcorp Energy notified the staff that they are presently working on a second partial release. Staff recommends that Hillcorp Energy be given until July 13, 2011 to finalize their second approximate 349-acre partial release, and it is further recommended that Hillcorp be granted until October 12, 2011 to restore the lease to production or release additional acreage. That completes lease review. We approved 3 wells for 29E waiver, and Mr. Bradbury is going to give us a report on force majeure.
Good morning, Chairman Smith.
Good morning, sir.
Members of the board. This morning, I have one new piece of business that we need or request that the board confirm the staff's recognition of a force majeure for harvest for an operating agreement A0311. The basics behind this is that they had managed to get the property on production and had pretty nice little well, and the owners of the production platform decided that they wanted to have the production platform back. So there's ongoing litigation going on as back and forth as to, you know, whether or not they have to surrender it or not along that lines. Right now they're fighting that out in court. What we're doing is we're going to suggest to recognize a force majeure for 90 days, give them 90 days from now until the August meeting, basically, to come back and give us a reason either to extend it or tell us that they got the thing on production. Right now, the current economic impact of the state, they estimate, is somewhere around $12,000 per day in deferred royalties.
Damn serious.
And that's it. Manti managed to get their property on. We brought them on last month. They managed to fulfill what they needed to go back under other terms of the lease, so they're out of force majeure. Stone has been told by Tennessee they're not going to replace the pipeline, so Stone's now trying to find a new place to sell gas. And IG is still fighting their issues with Tennessee, too.
Question, please. Tom Sanders. Mr. Bradbury, what is the state's remedies? How do we recoup this $12,000 a day in lost production? Because we didn't have anything to do with leasing of the platform or however how they came to obtain it.
I don't really know, sir. Right now, I don't believe we go back after it because the production should be there when we turn it back on. It's just obviously delaying the production for however long it takes to resolve the legal action.
I understand, but we're deprived of the money during the term, and I'm wondering what. Thank you. I see we have AG representative.
Jackson Logan, AG's office. This morning, is the Jackson. First I've heard about it. I'll certainly look into it and potentially intervene into the suit and see if we can get any recovery.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bradbury.
Mr. Bradbury, would you please update the board on what we've done in anticipation of potential flooding regarding our leases?
Yes, Ms. Talley. What we've done is we've gone ahead and send out this time of year, because of the hurricane season coming in, we send out an annual memorandum to the oil industry to remind them how to go ahead and report force majeures. And I believe we included a copy of that memorandum in the back of the room for the board meeting, and we're putting it also out prominently on the website, so it'll be available. The information will be available for how people to go through, help walk people through the process.
Are there any other questions from the board? Comments?
I move that we approve the recommendations of staff.
Any public comments or questions?
I'm sorry, I anticipated you.
That's all right. I have a motion from Mr. Sanders, a second from Mr. Arnold. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Motion from Mr. Sanders, a second from Mr. Arnold. The motion carries. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Harper. Ms. Segura. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders. Mr. Smith. Mrs. Smith. Mr. Graves. We have a quorum. Good morning, Mr. Fontenot.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, lady and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 25 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. There are two tracts that we are recommending to be withdrawn from today's lease sale. The first deals with tract 42067. It was advertised as 794.382 acres. It's situated in Section 16, Township 3 South, Range 9 East, Pointe Coupee Parish, Louisiana. This tract was granted to the state of Louisiana for school purposes, containing 343.56 acres. Due to the accretion to the 16th section, the applicant assumed the 16th section contained the 794.382 acres. We elected to advertise the tract while waiting on an attorney general's opinion. The opinion was that the accreted lands cannot go to the school board and that said lands become state-owned lands. As a result, the tract was improperly advertised. The applicant has been notified of our recommendations to the board, and I would assume at a later date re-advertise this tract in two pieces. So it's the staff's recommendation that tract 42067 be withdrawn from today's lease sale.
Okay, I need a motion and second to accept the staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. Is there any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And the second tract that needs to be withdrawn, and this one also needs to be re-advertised, is tract 42051. This tract is in East Feliciana and St. Helena Parishes, Louisiana. This tract was timely advertised in the St. Helena Echo Journal. However, the Watchman Parish Journal for East Feliciana failed to advertise. We have informed the applicant of the failure to advertise and of our recommendation to the board to withdraw said tract. The applicant was also informed that, subject to board approval, we would re-advertise said tract for the July 13, 2011 lease sale.
Okay, I need a motion and second to accept the staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Is there any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee?
I have one question.
Go ahead.
The state statute requires us to advertise in a local paper?
Yes, it does. Where the property is in the parish for where the property is situated.
I just, because I know some local parishes like Jefferson Parish are actually moving towards the internet for advertising to save dollars. So I don't know if that's
in either case, it had to be advertised and they were negligent in advertising.
Right, according to state statute. But if we change that, we just do it on the internet and save obviously dollars for the state.
I would say yes.
Okay. Sanders. Sir, doesn't have it, that has to be advertised in the designated legal journal for the publication of the...
Yes, sir. We advertise in the state paper and also the legal journal of the parish.
Thank you.
In the St. Helena Journal, is that the town journal or is that the...
That is, okay. I'm thinking it's the parish journal.
Okay. All in favor of the motion?
Yeah.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Yeah. Okay.
I just wanted to say that the state legislature designates the official parish journals, and they give us the list of the papers. Okay. We don't designate them.
Then the final item. As 82 nominations were received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the July 13, 2011 lease sale, and they are pending approval by the board for advertising. And it is our recommendation that we be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned tracts for the July 2011 lease sale.
Okay, I need a motion and second to accept the staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. I need a motion and second to adjourn nomination tract evaluation committee. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Diaz. Committee is closed. Thank you.
I'd like to call the audit committee to order, please. Let me take roll. Mr. Hopper?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Diaz? Mr. Ingram? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mrs. Smith? And Mr. Graves, do you have a quorum? Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Rachel.
Item number one on the audit agenda is a recoupment request from XTO Energy Incorporated for an overpayment in the amount of $157,794.12. State lease numbers involved are 16869 and 16870. For the sales months of November 2009, April, June, and August 2010, in January 2011, XTO paid royalty based on estimated volumes and values, which resulted in an overpayment of oil. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment and recommends that XTO Energy is allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
Thank you. Any comment from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Here or not, I'm happy to accept the motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Sanders.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Next item, Ms. Rachel.
Item number two is the staff report to the committee that the election for May 2011 gas is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the C. Robin plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you for your report. I need a motion to adjourn, please. Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mrs. Segura. Anyone oppose? We're adjourned. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead and get that.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I call the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. To order. Roll call, Ms. Donjell. Thank you, Mr. Harper. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Good morning, sir. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz.
Here.
Mr. Ingram.
Here.
Martin.
Here.
Sanders present. Ms. Darrell Smith.
Here.
Ms. Smith. Absent. Mr. Graves. Absent. We have a quorum.
Before we begin the legal and title agenda that you know of, I would request of the board that we add another item, which is resulting from what you just heard under the force majeure, and that is to allow the Attorney General's office to intervene in whatever lawsuit, if there is one, and that there was a bankruptcy suit involving Harvest, and this platform fight may be part of that litigation, but we want to request authority for the Attorney General's office to intervene if necessary in that suit to alleviate the force majeure.
Would this be added to the agenda as item 9?
Right.
I'll make a motion to do so.
Mr. Arnold, motion, and Mr. Segura, second.
Okay, and then you have to.
Any public comment? Any questions or comments for the board?
And it's a unanimous vote?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So it's added. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. We'll pick up at the beginning. I'm going to read items 1 through 4 together because the requests for all four items are similar. In fact, they're exactly the same. All four items are requests to add an amendment to the present leases that adds the force majeure language and the other four paragraphs that are required to be added with that force majeure language. All of these items have been duly advertised, all of the amendments have been duly advertised and placed on the docket. And I'll read each one individually so that you guys can vote individually. The first is a request for an amendment to lease number 17309, and it's to add the force majeure language in the other four paragraphs. The lease is with Stone Energy, 10K Resources, Probe Resources, Lava Exploration, John T. Cook, Griner Energy, and Griner Exploration. Staff does recommend this.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Do I hear a second?
Yeah, second.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. Any public comment on the matter? Any board comment or question? Any objection? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Item number two is the same request, lease number 17309. And the lessee is Stone Energy Offshore.
What's the pleasure of the board? Thank you, Mr. Cordero. Mr. Cordero moves that we accept. Mr. Arnold, second. Public comment, board comment or question? Any objection? Motion carries unanimously.
Item number three, again, identical. Lease number 15074. The lessee is Stone Energy Offshore.
Thank you, Mr. Segura, for the motion. Mr. Arnold, thank you for the second. Public comment? Here, no public comment. Board comment or question? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Item number four, same issue. Lease number 17309. The lessee is Stone Energy Offshore.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Thank you for the second, Mr. Segura. Public comment? Hearing no request for public comment, board comment, or question? Any objection to the motion? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Item number five is a request from JGC Energy to escrow funds into an interest-bearing account that's resulting from a boundary dispute. Two things that are significant with this request. One is that the boundary dispute has been resolved, and we're just pending the final agreement. The second is that JGC has already been putting this royalty into an escrow account, so what they're basically coming to the board for now is just a ratification of what they've already been doing. Staff does recommend giving them the authority to do this, and hopefully this resolution will come to an end very shortly. This is regarding state lease number 19864.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Segura. Public comment on the motion? Any board comment or question? Any objection to the motion? Chair hearing none, motion adopted unanimously.
Thank you. Item number six is also a request to place royalty into an escrow account. This request is made by Encana, and it results from a title dispute on a portion of Coushatta Bayou. This is being operated under an operating agreement. Staff does recommend granting Encana the authority to place these funds into an escrow account with the stipulation that after 90 days, if the issue is not resolved, that they would have to file a concursus proceeding. Also, the funds do have to be put into an interest-bearing escrow account. And we do recommend granting Encana's request.
That's that's 16 section lands we're dealing with here? School board?
No, this one is not. This is a portion of Coushatta Bayou.
Thank you. What's the pleasure? Thank you, Mr. Arnold moves. Thank you, Mr. Cordero, for the second. Public comment on the motion? Any comment or question by the board? Any objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number seven is a request from Energy 21 for an extension of their lease. Their lease is currently set to expire on June 11th, 2011, and they do have prospects to spud a well, but the well is not likely to be spud by June 11th. And just to give you a little bit of history, this lease was previously owned by Exxon. Yeah. And Energy 21 acquired the lease from Exxon, but just recently. And I think the closing date was sometime in January of 2011, but they weren't actually given control over this lease until March of 2011. Correction, it is. It's four leases. It's lease numbers 19707 through 19710. And like I said, they do have prospects to spud a well, but not likely to happen before June 11th. So they are requesting a one-year extension, and staff does recommend granting this extension.
And what's consideration, please?
Full bonus.
They're going to pay a full bonus, and the royalty percentage is going to increase 0.5% from 21 to 21.5.
Thank you very much, Thank you. Have a motion? Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Segura. Any public comment on this matter? Any board comment or question? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number eight is a request by Chesapeake, Louisiana, for authority to present an argument for and to negotiate an operating agreement on acreage in Bayou Pierre Wildlife Management Area. What has happened is there are approximately 895 acres in Bayou Pierre Wildlife Management Area, which was purchased by Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. But the minerals under that property are claimed by the Albritton family. Although the Attorney General's office and the state believe that the minerals did transfer to Wildlife and Fisheries, and so there is going to be litigation on this property at some point when the royalties distribution is an issue. But what has happened here is the land itself, the leases were obtained from the Albritons and not from the state or not from Wildlife and Fisheries. And so Chesapeake is requesting the authority to negotiate an operating agreement covering this 895 acre tract. The staff at this particular point does not have one way or the other, and all they're asking for is the authority to negotiate or to present an argument for one. And the staff does recommend that they be allowed to do that without any any recommendations as to whether or not an operating agreement is should be given. So that's what the staff is requesting. I'll answer any questions.
I'd just like to add one thing to that, too. The Attorney General's office is reviewing to determine whether an operating agreement is even legal in these circumstances, so any negotiations will be contingent upon clearance from the AG's office.
Correct.
This is a title issue, isn't it?
Correct.
It has to be resolved.
It's a mineral title issue.
Yes.
That's correct.
It has to be resolved.
And as I said, there will be litigation on this at some point when the distribution of royalties becomes an issue.
Is this in the Haynesville Shale area?
Absolutely. Nobody would fight over it if they wouldn't.
Yes, sir. They'll entertain a motion for what it's worth for whatever we're doing.
Right. All we're doing is we're requesting authority to negotiate with Chesapeake to see what they have to present.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I talked over you.
That's okay.
Mr. Arnold, you move? Thank you. Now, I have a second. Thank you, Mr. Cordero. Is there any public comment concerning this matter? Is there any further board comment or question concerning the matter? Any objection to the motion from the board? Hearing no objection, the matter is adopted unanimously. Thank you.
Okay. Now, we have just that item number 9 that was added.
Yes.
They've already voted on that.
We've dealt with that, haven't we?
To grant authority. Well, you voted to add it to the agenda, but you haven't voted on whether to do it.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Heck.
It's okay.
I'm a little slow this morning.
And that is a request to authorize the Attorney General's office to intervene in a litigation if it becomes necessary for the use of the platform from harvest.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Zagura, for the second. Any public comment on this motion? Any board comment or question or objection by the board? Hear none. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
And that is it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a nice day, sir. Motion to adjourn the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. Thank you, Mr. Segura. Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the second. Any objection? Committee is adjourned.
Call the Docket Review Committee to order. So we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Cordero?
Cordero is here.
Mr. Ingram?
Cordero.
Mr. Martin?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith? Mrs. Smith? Mr. Graves? We have a quorum. All right, here. Yeah, easier to count them. Okay. We have a quorum on the board now for sure. Will the staff please present a recommendation to the committee, Mr. Dennis?
Good morning. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the May 11, 2011 Docket Review Committee and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve items 1, 2, and 3. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through item 13. Item 14, approved, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 15 through items number 19. For category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries State Agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 4. And this completes the staff's recommendation to the Docket Review Committee.
Are there any public comments to the staff's recommendations? Or comments of the board? Do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendations? Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Ingram. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Do I have a motion to adjourn the Docket Review Committee? Do I have a motion for Mr. Ingram? Mr. Sanders, second. All in favor? All opposed? The ayes have it. The Docket Review Committee is adjourned.
The board meeting will convene at 11.
I'd like to call the board meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Harper?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Diaz?
Here.
Mr. Ingram? Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Here.
Mr. Smith? Ms. Smith? Mr. Graves? Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Great. Thank you. This time, item 2, the approval of the April 13th, 2011 minutes. Do I have a motion for approval of those minutes? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public discussion? Any questions? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3, adoption of the committee recommendations. I'd like to take item 3A, B, and C, A being the Lease Review Committee, B being the Nomination Track Committee, and C being the Audit Committee. Do I have a motion for approval of those committee recommendations? We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Item 3, D is the Legal Entitled Controversy Committee. There was some misprints in your handouts of some state lease numbers. Of course, you approved the actions, but the lease numbers were incorrect. On item 2, what happened is the same lease numbers were printed on 1, 2, and 4, and 3 was a different lease number. So on item 2, instead of state lease 17309, it's supposed to be state lease 17595. On item 3, instead of state lease 15074, it's 19712. And on item 4, it's instead of state lease 17309, it's state lease 10830. So, with those corrections made, yes. On the agenda.
No, there were typos on the agenda.
Right, that's what I'm talking about, on the agenda that you received. Yeah. Okay. So, do I have a motion for approval of those recommendations, noting the corrections of those lease numbers? Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. Any further discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Next item is item 3E, the Docket Review Committee. Have a motion to accept the committee's recommendations. Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by any second? By Mr. Cordero. It's Cordero, isn't it? We have a second by Mr. Cordero. Any discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? It motion carries. Item four, it's time for our executive session to go in for our technical briefing. This time, we'll entertain a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. All in favor? All opposed? We're in executive session. We'll be back in just a few minutes. I'd like to entertain a motion to go back in the out of executive session back into regular session. Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session. Mr. Vaughn, our bids, please.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, track number 42061, the staff recommends that the bid of Janus Gulf Coast Exploration be rejected for improper check. On track 42063, the staff recommends that the bid of Merlin Oil and Gas Incorporated be accepted. On track number 42066, the staff recommends the bid of Swift Energy Operating be accepted. On track number 42070, the staff recommends that the bid of Walter Oil and Gas Corporation be rejected for improper check. As to the remaining tracks receiving bids, we recommend that those bids be accepted.
All right. So we understand that track number 42061 and 42070 were both rejected for improper check.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Any questions or discussion on any of those items or bids?
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
So I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, a second by Mr. Sanders to accept the staff's recommendation of those bids. Any public comment? Any questions or discussion? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Those bids are accepted as recommended. At this time, I'd like to open the floor to for any bids on those rejected track numbers. Track number 42061, are there any bids?
601.
42061.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm Christopher Reggie, I'm representing Janus Gulf Coast.
Okay.
And the primary term is for 3 years. The total amount is $3,431.07, and it comes out to $301.5 per acre. The annual rental is $1,715.54, and it's a 23.5 royalty.
All right, thank you. Are there any other bids on track number 42061? There's no further bids on track number 42061. If not, we ask going once, going twice, going three times, bids are closed. And there's a bid for
Okay, Mr. Chairman,
stated amount.
The staff would recommend that the bid from the floor from Janus Gulf Coast Exploration be accepted.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the bid by Janus on track number
42061.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to accept that bid recently made, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public discussion? Any questions or discussion from the board? If not, all in favor? All opposed, that motion carries. Item number 42070, are there any bids on, track number 42070?
Yes, I'm Mark Cunningham. I'm representing Walter Oil and Gas, like 3-year primary term. The bonus of 22,960, which is 287 an acre. Annual rental of $11,480, and for all gas mineral lease royalties, 23.5%.
All right, thank you.
Question. That's, sir, that's a partial bid for 80 acres, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Portion bid.
Okay. Are there any other bids on track number 42070? We have a bid from Walter Oil and Gas Corporation. Any further bids going once? Any further bids going twice? Any further bids on 42070 going three times? With none others, those bids are closed.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, the staff would recommend that the bid of Walter Oil and Gas Corporation from the floor be accepted.
All right. We have a recommendation by the staff to accept that bid as stated, 42070 by
Sanders,
Walter Oil and Gas Corporation. We have a motion by Mr. Sanders, second by
Ingram.
Mr. Ingram. Any discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Vaughn. Any announcements?
Yes, sir. The total for today's lease sale is $2,774,369.98, bringing the fiscal year total to $41,098,872.40. Also, regarding the oil and gas seminar, which will be August 29th and 30th, we will have registration open by June 1st, and we'll have brochures to distribute next month at the board meeting.
Great, thank you. If you see in your information, Secretary Angel has provided some information, bullet points, a presentation, and another item. He'd like you to review those documents and get your opinions for the next board meeting. He's going to make a presentation on the information. If there's no further announcements. I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. We're adjourned. We'll see you next month. Thank you very much.
Thank you.